Hare Krishna. Welcome everyone to yet another live Chetna festival session. Welcoming all of you to this online Chetna. Thank you everyone for joining us on this Saturday evening. Before, I'm Radhashtami and I'm going to be your host for today. Before I introduce you to the topic and our speaker for today, like always, we have Kirtan in the beginning. Just to welcome every one of you all, we have Kirtan and to pray to start. So we have Radharani joining today for a beautiful Kirtan. Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vasya Tyagashakarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, 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 Hare, 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 Krishna, Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, 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 Hare, 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 Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha Radhe, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Radharani, for that melodious kirtan. Thank you again. And now we move on to introducing the topic. Well, bachpan se humne suna hai, our parents have been saying ki bado ke aashirwad liya karo, take blessings of elders. Some of us have sincerely followed that and some of us have not. But why? Some of us have got answers to that and some of us have not. What effect does it carry? The blessings of our elders, our near and dear ones, our loved ones. What does it mean to us? What power does it have? All these questions will be answered by our one and only Kishori Mathaji, whom I am very privileged to introduce today. Just a little introduction of Kishori Mathaji. Dr. Komal Dalal, Kishori Mathiji, has got her degree of medicine from the reputed GS Medical College, Mumbai. She is serving at Bhaktivedanta Hospital and Research Institute as consulting acupuncturist, researcher and advisor medical research, and lecturer at the Tetan School of Nursing. She has postgraduate diploma in human behavior and counseling and serves as a counselor at the spiritual care department of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Published many research papers on effect of spiritual care on various diseases like cancer, depression, anxiety, heart diseases, diabetes, to name a few. She has been a strict practitioner of the Vedic principles for more than 2 decades. She has accepted Radhanath Swami as spiritual preceptor since the year 1988. She, along with her husband, have been serving as lifestyle counselors at the Radha Gopinath Mandir, Mumbai. They are part of the Children's Committee and Grihastha Ashram Committee, which is a group of senior married couples working towards training and educating the congregation of Radha Gopinath Mandir on how to lead a balanced Krishna-centric family life. They travel to various parts of India for giving seminars of balanced married life and the art of parenting. Dr. Komal Dalal conducts a special program for pregnant patients of the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, where patients are trained in spiritual practices of Garbha Samskaras. She is a regular speaker at youth festivals and medical colleges in Mumbai, guiding the young students. Apart from serving at Radha Gopinath Mandir, they have been travelling abroad for the last 8 years to various places like London, Hungary, Ukraine, Zurich, Russia, China, Hong Kong, giving seminars on topics like community development, servant leadership, art of parenting, and to name a few. They are community building and training advisors to the large farm community by the name Krishna Valley, based out of Hungary. Mataji also has expertise in directing various dramas at the annual drama festival of the Radha Gopinath Mandir, which I'm sure many of us must have watched and admired. So, welcoming Mataji in our traditional style by 3 times loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. So happy to be back with all of you again for this monthly Chetna festival. Let's begin our class with the seeking blessings of our acharyas, since the topic also today is power of blessing. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripasinduvyavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaur Trise Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I'm very happy to be back with all of you again for this wonderful monthly festival of Chetana. And my topic today, which I have chosen, is power of blessings. Because we are in a very, very special month of Kartik, and Kartik is also called as Damodar month or month of Radharani, who can give us so much blessings. So let us first understand what is actually a blessing. A blessing means, you know, a thing which you get for which you are grateful for, or something which brings happiness or favor from God, or something good that happens to you for which you are grateful. For example, we can see that the rivers are blessing for an agricultural country. When it rains nicely, it is a blessing. Or sometimes a blessing is a prayer. We are asking for God's protection or a little gift from the demigods. Blessings sometimes also mean that we seek approval, right? Sometimes we seek approval for starting a new project, or sometimes we are seeking approval nowadays. I don't know how much it is relevant, but many girl and boy, they find their partner and then they seek blessings from the parents for the marriage or approval. Usually blessings we want for, you know, good grades in exams. Usually we have seen that many times at Radha Gopinath temple, at the time of exam, suddenly the inflow of students increase, right? Because they all are praying and seeking blessings for good grades. You will see young girls praying for, you know, good husband, or sometimes wealth, or couples coming and praying for a house, or sometimes elderly people praying for health. So basically everybody wants blessings. Nobody in this world doesn't want blessing, right? And blessing is a very, very special favor which we get from our higher authorities. It can be our parents, our seniors, our gurus, and Lord himself. I would like to begin with a story that where Valmiki Rishi met Narada Muni. Narada Muni came to visit one of his disciples, and who was Valmiki Muni, and Valmiki Muni inquired from Narada Muni that, can you please tell me about one person on this entire planet or in all these universes who has all the good qualities, who is very, very loving, who is very famous, who is very intelligent, who has all the good qualities, at the same time he is very renounced, he is very obedient, he has very high character. And as soon as Narada Muni heard this, he could not think of anybody but Lord Ramchandra. So Narada Muni recited many, many pastimes of Lord Ramchandra to Valmiki Muni. And Valmiki Muni was very happy to hear that. After Narada Muni departed, he and Valmiki Muni and his another disciple, Bharadvaj Muni, they went to the river to take bath. When they were taking bath, they saw there was a crunch bird, a female bird and a male bird, and they were engaged in enjoying with each other. And suddenly from far an arrow came, a hunter shot an arrow, and the male bird died. When Valmiki Muni saw this, immediately from his mouth came a curse that this hunter who has done this should suffer the consequences. And it came in a particular shloka, in a particular way the meter the shloka was spoken. And immediately, as a great saint, he felt very, very sad that, you know, why did he actually curse somebody? He was affected by crunch birds dying, but he shouldn't have spoken such a curse. But then Bharadvaj Muni told him that the way you have recited today this shloka, the curse, the way in the meter which you recited this shloka is very unique. And he came to his ashram, and as soon as he came to the ashram, very soon he was visited by Lord Brahma himself. And Valmiki Muni was very surprised. He was quite dejected in his heart, but when he met Brahmaji, you know, the creator of the entire universe, he was very happy to meet him. And Brahmaji doesn't come without any work. So Brahmaji immediately told him that, I have a very special service for you. And my service for you is that you should write Ramayana. And today morning, the incidents which happened, that, you know, you spoke that curse in a particular meter of the shloka, that same, in the same way you write Ramayana. That was not by accident. What you spoke was actually a divine blessing. And now lots of blessings are awaiting you once you write this Ramayana. And it will be known for yugas to come. Your Ramayana will become very famous. So it is my instruction to you write this. So Valmiki Muni started thinking that what he thought in the morning, which was something very sad, but it turned into the greatest gift for him, the greatest blessing, because it turned out that same shloka type he can use for writing Ramayana, and which he did that. But he was wondering in his heart that how come I got this service? You know, why was I chosen? And as he was thinking that, he saw Mother Sita in his ashram. This is the time when Mother Sita was staying with Lav and Kush in Valmiki Muni's ashram. And then Paramatma from within made him realize that actually because you gave shelter to Mother Sita, who is the Bharya of Lord Ramchandra, and you have got this blessing. So blessings come in many, many different ways. We do not even realize. Like we have, all of us have been in India, we have been brought up by here listening to the stories of Hanumanji. And Hanumanji as a young child wanted to devour the sun god thinking it is apple. And when he went very close to sun god, Indraji came and Indra stuck him with his vajra and he fell unconscious. And Vayu became very upset because Hanumanji was son of Vayu. So when he became very upset, he withdrew all the air from all the universes. And there was no air. And all the demigods, they went to Brahmaji, they went to Vishnu, that please help. And they all came and they said, no, we will give different blessings to Hanumanji. And they gave varieties of blessings to Hanumanji. So we can see that there are different ways in scripture, there are examples that how different devotees have received blessings. And the power of those blessings made them do so many different services. Like Hanumanji with all those powers, he performed such wonderful services for Lord Ramchandra at different times. Even in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, before the battlefield was about to start, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he got down from his chariot. On his opposite side was Bhishma Dev, Guru Dronacharya, Guru Kripacharya. He went there, he walked up to them. No, he did not go on chariot. He came down on his feet. He went up to them and he seeked their blessing. That you are my elders, even though you are standing on the enemy side, but I seek your blessings. And immediately all of them said, Vijayi Bhava. So, and Bhishma Pitama in fact told him that if you wouldn't have done this, you wouldn't have been victorious. So we can see that sometimes by our action, we invoke the blessings of seniors or our elders or our gurus. Blessing doesn't come without any good activities which we have done. Sometimes by our actions, sometimes by causeless mercy. Even Bhishma Pitama, when he took the vow that I will remain a brahmachari so that my next mother, Satyavati's son will become the king, his father was so impressed. He was very depressed actually first that, my Bhishma will not get married. But then immediately gave him the blessing that, he gave him the blessing of Ichhamrityu. That whenever you want, you can die. Whenever you can decide what time to leave your body. So we understand that many times we have experienced, like sometimes you have some guests and they have come from far and you give them water. And they drink water and they are so thirsty and they immediately say, oh, thank you. That thank you comes from their heart. And that thank you coming from their state, from their heart, actually gives you blessings. Because when you serve somebody without any motivation and you please them, then you get the blessings. And in scripture also examples of Kunti Maharani. Kunti was a young girl like all of you. And when she was in the palace of her parents, at that time suddenly Durvasa Muni came. And Durvasa Muni was, we all know that it is very difficult to serve Durvasa Muni. He was always very angry. But Kunti Devi as a young girl served Durvasa Muni very, very nicely. And because she served him with so much love, affection, without getting scared, Durvasa Muni gave her the blessing. He gave her the special mantra by which she can actually invite any demigod and get a son. So we, later on this blessing came to her help because Pandu Maharaj could not have children. And at that time with the permission of Pandu Maharaj, she invited all the demigods and she had this divine children. Pandavas were divine children. So we can see that blessings They come when you serve somebody, you please somebody, and it's a special favor. At the same time, we know that Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted to have a throne bigger than his father, even a great-grandfather. So he asked his mother, and mother said, only person who can give you is Lord Vishnu. So he performed tapasya under the guidance of Narada Muni. And even though his desire was material force, you can say, but he got the desire fulfilled by the blessings of Lord Vishnu because he performed a lot of tapasya. In the Shastras, we see that all the demons also, they perform lot of tapasya to get blessings. We know the three great brothers, Raman, Kumkarna and Vibhishan. They were performing tapasya because ultimately three of them were son of Vishrava, who was a Brahmana. So they performed a lot of tapasya, but all the demigods became very cautious that if Brahmaji gives them some blessing, then we all will be in trouble. So Ravan, he was very arrogant and he was in the mode of passion, Rajoguni. So when he was asked that, you know, what benediction do you want? So he said, I want the benediction of becoming eternal. He said, that I cannot give you. Okay, then he started saying that, okay, you know, this demigods cannot kill me, demons cannot kill me, Kinnaras cannot kill me, Gandharva cannot kill me. And he spoke everything, and by the mercy of Brahmaji, he did not speak that monkeys and human beings can kill me. He thought they are too inferior, you know, so I should not ask for them. But ultimately, we know that Brahmaji gave him the blessing, and with the help of Hanumanji, Lord Ramchandra, who is Vishnu, incarnated in the form of a human being and destroyed Ravana. And the next person was Kumbhakarna. Ravana's brother was Kumbhakarna. So when they realized that, you know, Brahmaji realized, I'm in trouble. Because these people have performed the tapasya, I will have to give them some blessings. So when Kumbhakarna was about to ask, Goddess Saraswati went and sat on his tongue. So he said, I want to sleep. And he got the blessings of sleeping. And then the Vibhishan, who was a third brother, who was a devotee, he said, I want to worship, I want to be a great devotee. I want to worship Lord Vishnu. So he got that blessing. So we can see that blessings come when we please someone, when we try our hard work. And that's where actually we please the Lord and the blessings come from their heart. Or the sadhus, when we please them, the blessings come from them. When Srila Prabhupada was in train, and one grihastha man, you know, he came and was following Prabhupada. And he was telling Prabhupada, Prabhupada, give me blessings, Prabhupada, give me blessings. And Prabhupada knew that this man is materialistic and he has a lot of other desires. So Prabhupada was avoiding. So again he went to the next compartment, Prabhupada, please give me blessings. And Prabhupada said, I give you blessings that your material life is finished. He said, no, Prabhupada, I don't want that type of blessing. I want a blessing that I become successful. So, in our life, you know, usually people want that blessing means only good things should happen. Prabhupada blessed him, actually it was a very divine blessing. Prabhupada's blessing was spiritual. That your material life is finished, that means you become more and more spiritual. So we must understand that whatever happens in our life, everything can be a blessing if we recognize it. Because as we know that nothing happens in anybody's life without the hand of God, without the sanction of God. Like we can see Prahlad was put into so many trials, but he was blissful because he was seeing everything as blessing of God. Sometimes nowadays I see that young children or youth, every day they are demanding different things, branded things. There was a young boy and his father was a very ordinary middle class person and he wanted a very costly branded shoes. So father went up from his work to the shop, and when he asked for those branded shoes, he realized that he didn't have that much money. So he bought another shoes and he brought them home very happily, gave it to his son. And when son saw that it was not from that same brand, he became very unhappy. And he started throwing tantrums. And he said, I don't want this. And he came out of the house. He started walking on the road alone. And there was a bus stop. He went and sat there. So when he sat there, he was very angry and very upset that why my father cannot fulfill my desire. And suddenly he saw there was a young boy, same age, who didn't have both his feet. He was, both the feet were not there and he was on crutches. So when he saw that young boy walking with crutches, then he immediately realized, thank God, at least I have feet. At least I can wear the shoes. Similarly, we must understand that many times we are looking for blessings, we are looking for things, but we don't count our own blessings. We should think that how lucky we are instead of complaining. Usually it is the nature of man to be always complaining. We always feel the grass is greener on the other side. Other people have things better than me. Once a man was in the garden and on a tree he saw a big honeycomb. So he was observing that, you know, so many honeybees are working and making this honeycomb and collecting so much honey. So next day when he came, he saw one another person who brought the honeycomb down, squeezed out all the honey and he went away. So this man felt actually very bad. This honeybees must be working for so many months and this gentleman has just taken away all the honey. So he started talking to honeybee that, don't you feel upset, you know, very angry at the man that he took away, you collected, you worked so hard, you have collected this honey and he has just taken away without even asking you. So the honeybee said that man can take away my honey, but he cannot take away my ability to make honey. He can take away my honey, but my ability is not lost. I can still make more honey. So here we can see that the lesson from this honeybee is that people can copy our creation, but they cannot take away our creativity. So better to focus on what we have and try to grow. We need to be positive and shift our attention from problems to blessings. If we shift our attention from problems to blessings, all the negativity will melt. More than what happens to us outside, how you deal with it inside is very important. Most of the time, we judge things in our life as whatever is happening externally. But what is more important is how we deal with the situation inside. And this brings to my memory the great example of Stoka Krishna Prabhu. He was one of my godbrother and he was a brahmachari. He was a personal servant of our spiritual master. Amazing book distributor, always smiling and always distributing so many books. And at one point of time, he decided to get married and he was a grihastha. And he was very young, I think 32, 33. And at that age, he was just few months married and his wife was pregnant and he was diagnosed with lung cancer. So all the devotees, you know, our congregation devotees came together. They made arrangement for his treatment, but somehow or other it didn't work. He became paralyzed. He was in Bhaktivedan Hospital. And Bhaktivedan Hospital made such wonderful arrangements for his spiritual care. And staying in Bhaktivedan Hospital, lying on the bed, completely immobilized, he would speak the words of wisdom. He would give Bhagavatam classes. Sunday Bhagavatam class at Radha Gopinath Temple is a prime slot. And that slot used to be given to him. And he would give that class right from the hospital. And such amazing realization. He did not complain that why did this happen to me. In fact, he only said that whatever has happened with me, I am very happy. I am very grateful to the Lord for giving this to me. So we can see that what happens to us externally is not important, but what is important is how we deal with it internally. That is real blessing. If you try to understand what is real blessing, we may ask for many different blessings. What is exactly real blessing? So real blessing is to connect our soul to Krishna, to connect our soul to God, to love God, to serve God, and to become assistant to God, to spread His glories in this world. We have all experienced in last maybe 30, 32 months, this corona period, and the world has seen the worst of period of their life. As young children, they've been sitting at home. Now the schools have started, but sitting at home just in front of the screen, they have seen sometimes their parents, grandparents dying because of corona. All of us, I think we will never forget this period. So many people have lost their near and dear ones. So many people have suffered physically. So many people have great loss financially, socially. But I think the greatest blessing which we have today is all of us are still alive. We are discussing about different aspects of life. This is the greatest blessing. We have that faith and trust in God that since He has given us this life, we must know how to deal with this life. What is the purpose of this life? There was a sadhu, great sadhu, and he was a guru of many, many disciples. He was brought to one king. And the king told him that, can you please give me blessings? So the guru said that, yes, yes, I can give you blessings, but I have two news for you. One good news and one bad news. So say, what do you want to hear first? So he said, okay, first tell me the bad news. He said, the bad news is that in 7 days you are going to die. Oh, very shocking. He said, oh my God, in 7 days I will die. Then what is the good news? The good news is that after you die, you will go to heaven. Oh, okay, okay. I will go to heaven, then I will enjoy more than this. He said, yes, but there is one good news and one bad news about heaven. He said, what is the good news? Saying good news in the heaven that you can really enjoy very, very nicely. But there are too many people in the heaven. That is the bad news. Oh, so what do I do? He said, no, there is still one more good news I can tell you. And good news is that you have your own room in the heavenly planet. Okay, but the bad news is there are a lot of mosquitoes there. Oh, a lot of mosquitoes. Then said, but the good news is that, you know, there is mosquito net also. Very happy. I'm very happy. I will sleep in the mosquito net. But the bad news is that mosquito net is stone. Mosquito net is stone. So what should I do? He said, mosquito net is stone, but you can stitch it. The good news is you can stitch that mosquito net. But the bad news is there is thread, but there is no needle. So what you need to do is, king, when you die, you take a needle with you so that you can stitch the mosquito net in the heavenly planet. This is my blessing to you. And he went away. And the king started thinking, how will I carry a needle in the heavenly planet? How is it possible? It is not possible only. So he immediately sent all his soldiers, called that sage back. And when the sadhu came back, he said, how is it possible? How can I take, at the time of death, nothing comes with me. How can I take a needle also? So the sadhu said, that what is the use of all your pursuit, all your endeavors, all the material blessings? How does it matter you at the end of your life? The most important thing is, which will actually help you, all the endeavors which you will do in this life, human life, to connect with God and serve God. So we must understand that the real blessing of the Lord is the number one, that we have got this human life. We are not in animal life. We have this most fortunate human body. And the second is, somehow or other, we are sitting here to discuss about what is blessing. Discussion about some spiritual aspect. Once there was a son who graduated in his university, and he was expecting a gift from his father. Father was very, very well-to-do. So this son, every day he would go near to his university. There was a shop, you know, which was selling sports car. So he had a desire that I want this sports car. So he had told his father also that I want a sports car as a gift. So when he graduated and he came to his father gave him a gift. It was a small box. So he opened the box and it was Bhagavad Gita. So he thought, my father, he became very upset actually, that he was expecting the key to a sports car. Instead of that, there was Bhagavad Gita. So he became very angry, very upset. He spoke very rudely to his father. He said, I have nothing to do with you. You cannot even provide me this much. And he left home. He never came back. He got married. He had his own business. He had his children. And one day he got a message that his father is dead. and he has left lot of wealth for him, but he needs to come there and sign the papers. So he came back to his house and he was actually feeling bad that he couldn't speak to his father. He couldn't, because he had not spoken for years. And then he was signing all the papers, and then he was, as he was clearing the cupboards, he found that Bhagavad Gita. So he opened the Bhagavad Gita, and as he opened the Bhagavad Gita, a car key slipped out of that Bhagavad Gita. So it was a car key of that same sports car which he wanted. So his father had actually gifted him, but he did not realize it. So many times, we expect the blessings to come in a gift wrapping. But it doesn't come that way. It may not come packaged as we expected. Sometimes it may come in disguise. As we understand that Nalakuvar and Manigrive in this month of Damodar, they were liberated by Lord Krishna. And they had got a curse from Narad Muni that you will become trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And when Krishna came as baby Damodar, and he liberated them, that the time actually they realized that the curse which Narad Muni had given and the suffering which they went through, it was actually the greatest blessing. So when we say blessing in disguise, that means that something which is problematic and difficulty at first, but later on you realize that is the best thing that could have happened. Many times we want blessings for free. We think that I should just get blessings without doing any hard work. But dear friends, no blessings come without hard work. Yudhishthir Maharaj, in the war of Mahabharata Kurukshetra, he won the war. He became the king. But he had to do the fighting. He fought the war. So many soldiers died. All his sons died. So many family members died. His guru, his great-grandfather, everybody died. He had to do that sacrifice. Blessing doesn't come without hard work. Many times we want instant result. Today I prayed, today I did this, so I should get immediately result. Recently I was reading on Quora that many students, you know, when they are waiting for the results, said, what are you doing when you are waiting for results? Chanting Hanuman Chalisa. Because when you chant Hanuman Chalisa, your results will come good. And sometimes the result doesn't come good. That doesn't mean that what you did Hanuman Chalisa or you did some spiritual activity has gone in vain. Many times we want instant result because if things don't go our way, we feel we have failed. There's an interesting law, and that is called as law of wasted efforts. Please listen to me carefully. Do you know lions, when they are hunting for their prey in the forest, 25% of the time, only they are successful. 75% of the time, they are not successful. When fishes in the ocean, they lay their eggs, 50% of the eggs are lost. Bear, you know, we see all teddy bears. But bears, they are 50% of the bears, they die before puberty. It is seen that when it rains in the entire world, most of the time it is raining over the ocean. Then it is not required because there is water. But still, nature doesn't give up. We give up if we don't become successful. But the animals and the nature, they keep on trying till the time they don't become depressed. That because I am trying and still I am not successful, so I should give up. They don't give up. They continue to try. You fail when you stop trying. So this principle is very important. The law of wasted efforts. Many times human beings, as human beings, we feel that I did something, I should become successful immediately. But wait, God has some other plan. If you are lucky, then in one shot you will be successful. But sometimes you have to go through that same thing again and again. So let us understand what is the main qualification required to access these blessings. And that is the quality of gratitude. When our heart is grateful, we are filled with gratitude, then it becomes very easy to access the power of blessing. And when somebody is very arrogant and ungrateful, then they cannot receive the blessings. In a telephone interview, a radio announcer asked his guest, who was a millionaire, that what made you happiest in the life? And the millionaire said that I have gone through 4 stages of happiness in life. And finally, I understood the meaning of true happiness. The first stage was to accumulate wealth and by any means. So I accumulated lots of wealth and but still I did not get the happiness. Then came the second stage of collecting valuables and items. And I collected lots of things, but they did not give me happiness. Then came the third stage of getting bigger projects. You know, buying a cricket team, or buying a resort, or buying a big villa. But that did not give the happiness which I imagined. But the fourth time, one of my friends asked me to buy a wheelchair for some disabled children. And my friend requested that you just don't donate, but you come personally and deliver to them. So just because, he said, my friend insisted, I came to that orphanage and I gave to all the children their chairs. And all of them, each one of them sat their own chair and they're very, very happy. And when I saw them sitting in the chairs, moving around and having fun, I became very, very happy. And then suddenly, when I was leaving, one child actually started, you know, he started holding my hand. And when I looked at him and asked him that, what do you want? So the child said that, he was staring at my face and he said that I actually want to see your face in such a way that I never forget your face. I want to remember your face. So he said, why do you want to remember my face? He said that I want to remember your face because when I go to heavenly planet, heaven, and when I see you with me there, I want to recognize you. So the millionaire said that filled my life with so much happiness. You know, that this child, just by getting one chair, he was so grateful. He was so thankful. So grateful heart can recognize actually happiness in every situation. A grateful heart can recognize blessing in every situation. And an ungrateful heart can never recognize a blessing and can never grow. Right? Whatever you have in your heart, only actually it can grow. Or whatever you have in your heart, you can give it to others. When Germany was divided into East and West Germany, the people of the East, you know, there was a wall built in between. So people of the East, they threw all the dump and garbage to the on the other side of the wall. And that's what they wanted to give to the people of West. But after a few days, from the west side came truckloads of fruits, freshly baked sweets, breads, and lots of eatable things. And there was a message that you will give what you have. So if we are grateful, then only we can get blessings. It is very important. Whatever is within, that only we can give. I came across this story of three men. All three of them were carrying two bags. One bag on the front side and one bag on the back side. So the first man, when he was carrying that bag, he would keep in his front bag, he had kept all his unhappiness, all the regrets, all the guilt, all the bad things he had done or bad things that happened to him. And on the back side, he had kept all the good things which people have done to him or he had done to people. And every now and then he would keep opening the front bag and he would keep seeing that. The second man, what he had done in his front bag, he had kept all the good things of his life. Good friends, good relatives, good family members and good activities which he had done. And in the backside, he had kept all the mistakes and guilt he had and regrets he had. But he used to keep on seeing only the front back, but never keep the bag which was on his back down. And there was this third man. In his front back, he had all the things like, you know, which are good to remember, good people, good activities. And he would keep seeing them and keep remembering them and keep thanking them. But there was a unique thing about his bag on the backside. That bag had a huge hole at the bottom. So whatever he would put from the top, it would go down. So let us understand, what are we carrying in our bags through the journey of life? The first man, he used to keep on seeing only the bad things which has happened. So he was focusing only on bad and forgetting about the good things. The second man, he was only busy showing off the good things and hiding his mistakes. He didn't even want to put it down. But the third man was remembering all the blessings he had, and he was letting go of his mistakes. So it is very important for us to understand that which of these three persons we want to be. We want to remember all the blessings and let go of mistakes, or forget all the good blessings and keep on focusing only the wrong things which has happened in our life. Dear friends, we don't live in bungalows, duplexes or flats. We live in our minds. That's our permanent residence. And there is no constraint of square feet here. You can have a vast area, a big house with unlimited area. And no matter how well organized your rooms, balconies, veranda are, our life is good only when things are sorted there in your mind. But unfortunately, that's where we keep things messy. We pile up regrets in one corner. We stuffed our closets with expectations. We put our secrets under the carpet. Our worry is littered everywhere. Comparisons split on the table. Complexes leaking from an old bottle. Grudges thinking in a box. Beware. This is not your real home. Because if you have this home of your mind, where you everything, all this complexes, regrets, secrets, expectations, worries are filled with, you got to do housekeeping. You got to clean your mind. Because this is the place where you live. As I mentioned, you don't live in your bungalow or houses or duplexes. You actually live in your mind. And you cannot outsource this housekeeping. You cannot get a buy. Chalo, mera mind clean kar do. Remove my regrets, remove my secrets, remove my complexes. We got to do it ourselves. Because we are constantly living in our mind. That is our house. If you have a big plot, if you buy a very big plot of land, the bungalow you make in that plot is much smaller compared to the big plot. Right? Once you make a bungalow, the entrance of the bungalow, the door, the main door is much smaller than the bungalow. Right? The lock to that door is much smaller than the door. And the key to that lock of that door is much smaller than that lock. Right? So in your possession, this entire plot, this bungalow, big door is there. But when you possess that bungalow, what do you have? Only that one key. You carry only that one key with you wherever you go. You can't carry that plot or bungalow with you. Right? So that key is our mind. That key of mind decides whether we will be happy or unhappy. Whether we will think situation is a blessing or we will complain about situations. So it is very important that when we are talking about blessings, it has something to do within us. It's not dependent on external situations. When Lord Buddha was with his disciples and he was in a market, and they saw one man dragging a cow. The cow was tied with a rope and man was dragging the cow. So Lord Buddha asked his disciples, what do you think? The man is bound to the cow or the cow is bound to the man? So disciples said, obviously the man has bound the cow. So Lord Buddha went with a scissor, he cut the rope. As soon as he cut the rope, what happened? The cow started running away. And as the cow was running away, who was running behind the cow? The man. So Lord Buddha asked, now tell me, who is running behind whom? Who is the master and who is bound? He said, actually, this cow has run away and now the man is actually running to get the cow back. So he said, similarly, all our negativities, all our worries, all our negative attitudes, they are actually like this cow. They want to run away, but we want to get hold of them. We don't want to get relaxed. We want to get them back. So it is very important that as a human being, we have to decide that I need to clean my mind, I need to do housekeeping of my mind, and I need to give away all this negative attitude, and unless and until I do it, I cannot be happy. Once one man asked that whether a person progresses in his life by his hard work or only by the destiny or the blessings of God. So very nice answer, one very small businessman he gave. He said, do you have a locker in your bank? He said, yes. Saying, how many keys you have? He said, one key I have and the other key is with the manager. So say, when you want to go and open that locker, how does it work? He said, yes, first I put my key and then only with my key the locker will not open. The manager also has to come and open the key. If both the keys are put simultaneously, then only I can operate the locker. Right? We all know this. Similarly, we are that human beings who has got one key of hard work. And the other key with the bank manager has is God. Both the keys have to go simultaneously inside to open the locker. Sometimes we feel that, you know, I am putting my key, but God is not putting his key. So can we stop putting our key? Can we stop working hard? In case God has already put his key, then what will you do? God may be putting his key and he is waiting for you to do hard work. So blessing doesn't come without our hard work. So destiny, you cannot say, you cannot just wait. No. Whenever it is in my destiny, I will get some blessing. Whenever it is in my destiny, I will get these good things. You have to do your parishram. You have to do your karma. You have to do hard work. Without that, you cannot receive the gift or blessings. There was a flight commander and he went for a war. And when he was flying his plane, he was attacked with a missile from the enemy side. And before actually the enemy could destroy his plane, he somehow or other destroyed the missile and he flew down with a parachute. And he landed on an ocean and then somehow or other he survived. And he got many awards. So after a few years, once he was with his wife in a restaurant and one man approached him. He said, are you Commander Vishal? He said, yes. He said, do you remember me? He said, no, I don't remember you. He said, I am the person who actually packed your parachute that day. Oh, really? You must be working there, but I have never seen you. And when Captain Vishal came home, he started thinking, if this man wouldn't have packed my parachute nicely, I wouldn't have been survived today. Because he did his job It was a small job, but he did it very nicely. That's why I survived. So dear friends, please find out who is packing your parachute. We have physical parachute, emotional parachute, and spiritual parachute. Most important in our life is spiritual parachute. And what is a spiritual parachute? That is faith in God. One king one day was passing through his kingdom and he saw one very small boy playing with mud. And that boy really attracted him because he was looking very happy, very sober. And he was playing very nicely with the mud. So the king approached him and said, "Oh, you know, I'm so happy that you are playing with mud." So the boy replied, "Yes, I myself am made up of mud and I am playing with mud." So the king was surprised that, you know, what a spiritual answer, what a philosophical answer. So he asked that boy that, "Will you come and stay with me in the palace?" So if any other child would have been there, he would have been very happy. But this boy said, "I can come only if you fulfill my two requirements." So say, "What are your requirements?" "My requirements are that you need to be with me all the time. You cannot leave me alone even for a few seconds. And my second requirement is every night when I am sleeping, you need to be awake." So king said, "How is it possible? This is not possible." So the child said, "I have the shelter of my God, who is always with me wherever I go. And even when I am sleeping at night, he is awake. I don't need the comforts of your palace." So this small child had such faith in God that wherever he is, God is always with him. One sadhu who was in Vrindavan and he traveled to Ayodhya. So when he came to Ayodhya, everybody was worshipping Ramji. So one sadhu from Ayodhya told him that, "Why do you worship Krishna?" He said, "Why? The Krishna is always teda. He is always bent. Khade bhi nahi rehte seedhe. He is always in three bent form. All the activities he does, that is also very difficult to understand. Sometimes he steals butter. Sometimes he steals gopi's clothes. All his activities are also teda. You worship Lord Ramchandra. You know, he is so seedha." So this sadhu actually started thinking, yes, what they are saying is making me sense. So he came back to Vrindavan. He went to Banke Bihari. And he started telling Banke Bihari, "This is the last time I have come to take your darshan. Because you are always teda. I want to go to Lord Ramchandra." So Krishna said that, "Okay, if you want to leave me, you leave me. But, you know, my bucket is fallen in this well. Can you please help me to get this bucket outside?" So the sadhu said, "Okay." He got one stick and he tried to get that bucket outside. But he somehow the stick was straight, so he couldn't get it out. So then Banke Bihari told him, "You make a little teda na, tohi bahar aayegi." So he made the stick little bend and somehow the bucket came out. So then Banke Bihari ji told him that even to get this bucket out of this small well, you had to make that stick teda. Then how do you think to get you out of this bhavasagar, I don't have to become teda. So we must understand that God has his own ways to bless us. Sometimes we feel that why things happen in my life in particular way. I am doing everything nicely, I want blessings, but still things are not happening in my life. But we understand that whatever is happening in our life is ultimately a real blessing for us. We need to recognize it. A great merchant from Baghdad, he entered a shop. And it was a Sufi saint shop. And he had many jars. And the merchant, you know, he saw everything, saying, "Sir, what is sold here?" The Sufi replied that all the blessings of God are sold here. Saying, "Oh, really? What, how much they cost?" He said, "Nothing. Everything is free." So the merchant started observing the Sufi very carefully. And then he started reading the labels. So there was a jug of love. There was jar of faith, packages of hope, So the merchant said that, okay, pack for me a big jug of love, all the packages of hope, and 3 jars of faith for my friends and family. The Sufi carefully said, okay, I will pack everything. And then he started, and he gave a very small box to the merchant. So the merchant was very surprised. He said that, "Arey, I asked for so many things, you are giving me such a small box." So smilingly he said, "In God's store, we do not sell fruits, we sell only seeds. You have to sow them. We are giving you the seed of love, hope, faith, and you need to plant them. They will grow." So that Hare Krishna. We need to understand Hare Krishna. Understand that we can purchase, but we need to grow them. God can give us seeds, but love, faith, trust need to be grown by our own endeavors. Everyone has the capacity, but it just needs to be uncovered. Love of God can be awakened by positive association and encouragement. Once there was a, you know, assembly of all the sages, and one gentleman came and he put a big pot of earthen pot full of Gangajal, that if the sadhus feel thirsty, they can drink. So one gentleman who was watching this, he felt that, oh my God, this is so good, you know, this pot is so fortunate that he is able to serve Gangajal to all the sages. And as he was thinking that, the pot started speaking to him that few years back, I was nothing. I was a mud in another city, and the potter came and with the spade, he started hitting me, started digging me out. And then with his feet, he started punching me, crushing me. Then he put me in fire. And every time I was thinking, why I have to go through all this? And afterwards, he put me in the fire and then he started giving me different shapes, and then he brought me to the market. And in market, when I came, all the people started knocking me and started seeing whether I'm good or not good. So I was thinking, so much suffering. Why is God doing this to me? But this gentleman came, he purchased me, he put Gangajal in me, and now I'm used in the service of all the saints. So I realized that whatever God was doing with me all this time was actually to make me worthy of serving to these great sadhus. So many times when we go through difficulties in our life, we cannot see probably that as a blessing. But we must understand that whatever we do is a great, whatever happens in our life is only by the mercy of God. You know, if you have seen the eagle is a bird who can actually fly very high. And the only bird that dares to peck an eagle is a raven. It sits on the eagle's back and bites its neck. But the eagle doesn't respond or fight with that raven. It does not spend time and energy with the raven. It just opens its wings and begins to fly higher and higher in the sky. Higher the flight, harder it is for the raven to breathe, and raven eventually falls due to lack of oxygen. Similarly, there are many, many difficult situations in our life. All the battles we do not need to respond. What we need to do is lift up our standard. All these difficulties will fall off. We must understand that we need to rise above the material platform and raise our standard to spiritual platform with the faith in the Lord. A person who was walking on a rope tied between two tall towers, right? On a rope, you must have seen people walking on a rope. So between the two tall towers, he was walking on his back. He was carrying his own child. So when he went from one tower and he reached at the other tower, everybody clapped and they were so happy with him. And Like they were so tense initially, but then finally they whistled and welcomed him. They shook hands with him. And then he asked him, the man asked all of them, do you all think I can walk back on the same rope now from this side to that side? So the crowd shouted, yes, yes, you can. He said, do you trust me? He said, yes, we are already betting on you. He said, okay. Then can you, one of you give me your child to put on my back? And there was a pin drop silence. Nobody agreed. People had belief, but when it came to trust, they could not trust. So many times we believe in God. Everything is theoretically here. Yes, God is there. But to keep that trust in a difficult situation becomes not easy. What we lack is trust in God. Trust God completely, wholeheartedly. Surrender. When you surrender, then you will start receiving the blessings of God. One day, Sun and Cave started having an argument. And Sun had trouble understanding what the dark meant. He said, I don't understand what is darkness. And Cave could not understand what is brightness. So they decided to exchange their position. And when Cave, he said, oh my God, Cave went up to the Sun and said, oh, I can see that you are so wonderful. Now please come down and see my area. So when Sun came down to the cave, what happened? Everything was again completely lit. He said, there is no difference. I don't see any difference. Because when the sun went down, it took its light along with it. And every darkest corner was illuminated. That's why sun couldn't see any difference. Those who are enlightened with knowledge, they can never be sent or punished into darkness. They always carry their happiness or their brightness on their shoulders all the time. We think that the brightness or the heaven or the happiness is a place where we are supposed to go. But actually, it is a state of mind which is enlightened by our spiritual knowledge, spiritual practices. How to remain always enlightened? By connecting ourselves with God and serving God. How do you remain connected with Lord? By chanting His holy names. By reading His scriptures. When you read Bhagavad Gita, there is Bhagavad Gita Mahatmya, which says that every chapter, if you read every day, there is so much blessings. When you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then immediately you connect yourself to the Lord. And Krishna is Suryasam Maya Hoy Andhakar. Jaha Krishna Tahanai Maya Radhikar. Wherever there is Krishna, you are always, if you are connected with Krishna, you are always enlightened. There is no place for darkness. And if you are enlightened, you are always happy. You are always drowning in the happiness of blessings of the Lord. Sometimes when we chant very good rounds, Krishna reciprocates and we feel the happiness which is divine, spiritual. So that happiness comes, that blessings comes only when we connect to the Lord by His holy name. In this Kali Yuga, it is the best method of connecting with the Lord. To please Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, when you please them, the blessings flow automatically. In Bhagavatam, it is explained that when the demigods displease Brihaspati, all the misfortune came. And the Asuras, when they pleased their Guru, all the blessings came upon them. So greatest blessings come when we chant and access that power of Lord. And then the blessings will follow. Greatest blessings come when we follow the instruction of spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70, just to fulfill the instruction of his spiritual master, took all the hardships and went to America. He struggled for 1 year. But after that, only through the holy name, chanting in the Tompkins Square Park, he actually established ISKCON. And today ISKCON is all over the world. We all have been drowning in the blessings of what Srila Prabhupada struggled at that time. So we must be very grateful and understand that how important it is in our life to remain connected to spiritual practices, to to access the power of blessings. This is the Kartik month. Every day, please without fail offer diya to Lord Damodar. You can go to Radha Gopinath temple, Radha Girdhari temple, Radha Rasphere temple, whichever temple. Or you cannot go to temple, you can do at home. You have a picture of Yashoda Mai and Krishna. And every day you can offer a ghee lamp. Because that will actually deposit lots of spiritual bank balance. Your account will go up and up. Great devotees, they pray only for one blessings. That my dear Lord, in whatever situation, externally, let me remember you, serve you and chant your holy names. And that is what actually Damodar Astakam, the Satyavrat Muni, is asking for that prayer. Sridhar Kolovich, in Mahaprakash Lila, when he was given the blessing, Chaitanya said, ask for whatever you want. I can give you any blessings. You want wealth, you want women, you want prestige, I can give you anything. And Sridhar Kolovich said, I am not interested in anything. I am only interested in serving you, loving you and pleasing you. So that is the greatest blessings we can ever get. And the greatest power of blessing we can access in this Kali Yuga by chanting the holy names, reading Bhagavad Gita, associating with devotees. Thank you very much for patiently listening to me. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions I can answer?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you for showing us how to transform the difficulties that we receive in our life into blessings. Of course, Krishna has the best plans for us, and whatever happens is always for our best learning. And the best way to perceive that is by inculcating gratitude in our lives. Also, those little anecdotes and illustrations you shared throughout have been like the highlights of the perfect way of inculcating these. So yes, we have a question. It's by Sneha Mataji. The question is, Hare Krishna Mataji, can you please talk about the addiction of today's youth in K-pop, anime, games, etc.? Okay, so K-pop is Korean pop, I think.
Okay. So we understand that nowadays people have different addictions, not only youth, even adults. I remember just before the lockdown started, when I used to travel in the train, the number of fights in the train had reduced because everybody is busy on their phone. Nobody bothers what is happening around them. Somebody is pushing them, somebody is not giving them place. People are standing in three-man covering form and receiving their phone, you know, seeing some movie or doing things. So it has become a great addiction. But let me tell you that any addiction actually gives you pleasure initially. And afterwards, to get the same pleasure, you need to spend more time with it. Right? So like for drugs or alcohol, nowadays we are seeing the very famous people on the drug trials. And we see that actually youth is suffering because of all these addictions. So it is very important for us to understand that your time is very, very precious. Right? I remember when we were young, at that time there were no internet, no mobile phones. We used to spend time together with friends studying or going to the beaches or to the national park or to the forest, picnic, physically doing things. Just sitting on an app and only in front of the internet, it not only corrupts your mind, not only takes away your intelligence, but it takes away your precious time, which your brain can utilize to do wonderful things. So if you're an intelligent person, then you will realize that this is all, just trying to take me away from my future. Taking away my opportunities in future. I need to invest this time constructively. So if you want to de-addict yourself, then you can begin with fasting. Fasting of one day not seeing that app. Maybe you can begin with half day not seeing that app. Then one day once in a week. Then probably twice in a week. And slowly, slowly come out of it. Because please understand that it is not going to make you grow in any way. It is only going to degrade your life. I hope this is okay.
And I think that's the only one question that we have.
Okay.
I don't think that there's any more question. So, thank you so much, Mataji. First of all, I'd like to thank you for this very enlightening class. Secondly, I'd like to thank Radha Gopinath Media, Hare Krishna TV, YouTube, Facebook pages. Thank you so much for helping us broadcast this online. And last, I'd like to thank all of you all who have joined us today. Please keep joining, supporting and watching. And obviously many of us learn a lot from these Chetna classes. That is why we all join and we look forward to our Chetna classes. Thank you so much, Mataji, once again. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.